Okay, well, enough of that music. We want to get into the juicy stuff tonight. welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. We're all here tonight to talk about the last week of Days of Our Lives and anything else Days of Our Lives related you'd like to share. I'm Anna, filling in for Carrie tonight as host. Hopefully she'll be joining us at some point, and Mary Ann should be joining us as well. And we have Madeline.
Hi.
Hello. We have Madeline. Still Madeline.
Hey there.
And SJ. SJ, are you there?
Everybody. Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Hey. All right. We've got, looks like Jan and Rex and are in the, and SJ are in this chat room and everything. And so welcome, everybody. Okay. So which one of you wants to start first? We might as well dive right in with our favorite pairings here. do you... SJ, you want to talk about Jack and Jen, for the, what your thoughts were for this week?
Yeah.
Start that off?
Yeah, I watched the clips, and from what I had seen on Twitter, it really made Jennifer seem like a biatch, but it didn't come off as bad to me as it did to some, but I still wasn't happy with the reaction of her getting upset because Jack heard her say that she loves him and will always love him. I mean, come on, you said it to him
yeah.
not knowing that he was asleep. And then, you know, okay, so he wasn't really asleep or he was half asleep or whatever. And then you get mad and you turn it on him that he's always lying and manipulating. Wow.
Oh,
you know?
I hated
on.
That.
Yeah. I
that
hated
was
it
so
too.
Stupid.
Yeah. But one thing I do want to say, the music's starting again.
Oh, why did you do that? I didn't touch anything. Oh, that was weird.
I still hear
okay.
it.
Okay. It just starts on its own. It's doing its own thing. I have no idea.
I would like to say, though.
Okay.
That oh, well, it's still going, isn't it?
I can't. I'm sorry. It started on its own. I promise I didn't touch anything. Let me just turn
Please
all the way down. Hopefully.
Technical difficulties.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Okay.
Okay,
there we go. I just turned it all the way down. Hopefully it will start up by itself again. Maybe I really want it. Maybe it really wanted to finish. I'm
it
sorry
just
about
really
that.
Wanted to, yes. But
right.
what I wanted to say was an actress or an actor, they're doing their job when they perform a scene. As fans, if we do not agree with the way that the character's being written, do not take it out on the actor or actress. It's not their fault.
Right.
They're doing their job, just like I
right.
do my job, and you do your job. And please,
right.
if you're going to tweet the actress that you're unhappy, please don't put my Twitter handle in it.
Is that what happened? I didn't see that
mm-hmm.
this week. Oh.
Yeah, I had a tweet
Jeez.
Where a fan was not happy with a certain actress's performance. And then they put my Twitter handle in there. I don't want her to think I had anything to do with this. I didn't tweet it, so, you know, leave me out of it. But seriously, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Do not. I mean, it's not their fault. They're doing their job just like we do our job. We might not agree with what they're having to act out, but it's not their fault. So that's my soapbox.
Yeah, they're not the writer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if your boss comes up to you and tells you you need to do this,
right.
if you want to keep your job, you're going
to
do it.
If you
want
to complain to somebody, complain to, there's both of the writers are on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tweet them. I tweeted them.
Yeah.
But, again, my take on the scenes was not, it was not as bad as I had read, but I'm not happy with the way Jennifer was toward Jack. She got mad because he hurt her. Well, you obviously meant it because you said it, but
right.
now you're mad because he heard you, and he assumed
he
that things were yeah, and he assumed that things were getting back on track. Now I will give her that. Jack should not assume they were back together because
right.
she admitted her feelings, and they kissed. But I did, yeah. I just Jennifer going off on him like that, you know, I didn't like that. But it wasn't as bad as some people on Twitter. Made it out to be, as far as I'm concerned. Now, some may disagree with me, but I think it's really leading up to something else. And the spoiler was
yeah.
that Jennifer chooses Daniel. I wouldn't really say she chose Daniel in that scene. She just she said hurtful things to hurt Jack. That's basically what it was. I think she was just
yeah.
trying to hurt Jack. So
yeah. Well, she kind of got caught with her own feelings is what it seemed like to me, that, you know, it's like if she hadn't, if she really didn't care about him, she wouldn't have gotten so upset with him, because it was kind of,
exactly.
in a way, him hearing it and confronting her with it in that way, acknowledging that, was like her subconscious has been acknowledging it, but she was trying to tell herself, no, 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 and
mm-hmm.
then for him to bring it out and confront her with it in a nice way, but like to make her face it that she actually did say those things, that,
mm-hmm.
You know, of course she was probably like, ah, you know, like, oh, I don't want to think those things. I'm, you know, so I think part of it was her battling her own inner, you know, not demons, but her own inner
feelings,
issues. Yeah, feelings.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we could see through that.
She feels guilty, and the minute he says something, that just ticks her off, because then she really knows that.
Right, right. It's like she couldn't just keep it to herself then, because he heard it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and I hated the way she switched on him, like, you know, did a 180 on him like that. But then, there again, I think it was like, he thinks the lady does protest too much kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's
yeah.
classic, you know. That's really classic. So, you know, so I kind of wrote it that way. I rode the wave that way, even though I was kind of pissed at the way it was written. I could see why what they were doing and why they were doing it. And,
yeah.
I mean, and it was presumptuous of Jack. I mean, he's just so eager to get back. I mean, he's coming from a totally different perspective, having been, you know, held hostage for all that time and abused and everything, and then all of a sudden, you know, and the whole time he's thinking about his family. Meanwhile,
mm-hmm.
they're pissed off at him. They've moved on. Their feelings are hurt, yada, yada. So it's like the minute he saw any sign, it was like, yay, we're back together. And so, I mean, yeah, he was a little overeager, but you can't blame him for that. But because he didn't have the bad feelings to begin with, she's the one with the bad feelings and the baggage, because she didn't know what was going on during that time. But
right, I mean,
anyway,
he didn't divorce her. She divorced him, and he came back into the
right.
situation not knowing anything. And then, hey, here's Daniel, and he's awfully tan, and he's just kind of inserted into our lives. And
he is tanner than Jack. I will give him that.
Based
I will give him that. But he's tanner than. He's probably tanner than like 98% of the population. That's another story. Oh man. Yeah. So well, and I think it's true in relationships too, where you learn to push each other's buttons, whether you mean to or not. And I thought that was, in a way, that scene sort of also represented. I mean, and again, I haven't followed every single thing that Jack and Jen did through all the years. I loved them back in the day, but I didn't
mm-hmm.
watch, you know, every single year that they were on and everything. So I may be
right.
speaking out of turn. But to me, it seemed like it was like the real relationship like we have in relationships, whether it's brother, sister, husband, wife, whatever, where, you know, you have so much history that it's so easy to push a button and have other buttons pushed because you have that history. And sometimes people need to, you know, as Dr. Phil says, you know, renegotiate the relationship, and that's what they're probably in the process of doing right now. But it was kind of almost natural for her to respond that way, because here she had been, oh my gosh, he's really, you know, I love him, I care about him, I'm so glad he's back in my life, and then, oh, there he goes again with it, you know, pushing her buttons for one reason or another. And so to me, that also showed that there was just a lot of history. Because, I mean, what buttons,
mm-hmm.
this is a rhetorical question, but what buttons is Daniel going to push? I mean, please don't fill that in. But anyway, you know, it's like, please don't attempt to answer that question.
Just leave that alone, please.
But, yes, please leave it alone. But anyway, you know, but that's, I think, part of their, because they have this long history, there are buttons that can get pushed and do get pushed, and, you know, they've got to come back, you know, she's got to come back from that to say, seeing him in a different light, in a different perspective. So to me, it gives them room to grow as
yes.
a couple, grow together again. I don't know. Does that make any
actually,
sense?
It does. And you gave me, you made me think of something. If we were to rewind into like maybe 1990 or so, if Jennifer had fell asleep and Jack had admitted that he loved her, And then Jennifer admitted to Jack later, hey, I heard you. You said it. You love me, which I think there may even be a scene very similar to that back then. Jack would have probably reacted the same way to Jennifer. I can't believe you, you know, did that. And I didn't say I loved you. I gloved you or something like that because he did do that once. And
right.
See, that was exactly what Jack would have done. Jack would have tried to play it off as it wasn't what you heard. You heard the wrong thing. You did not hear that. I did not say I love you. I do not love you. I don't want you to get out. That's exactly what he would have done.
We spent how much time trying to avoid, you know, I mean, it took her forever to get him to admit that he loved her.
Yep. That's true. So there's kind of a reversal there, which is what we want. We want a reversal, sort of, but we want Jennifer chasing Jack. Like, well, not a reversal. We want it to be back the way it was, Jennifer chasing Jack instead of Jack chasing Jennifer. But yeah, you just made me realize that was kind of a reversal there, that instead of Jack being the one to say, I love you, and then playing it off, it was Jennifer saying, I love you, and then trying to play it off. Of course, she gets mad at Jack and tries to turn it on him.
Oh, I think we got that figured out. hey, Mary, let's see, Mary Ann's here. Let's bring her in now. Hello, Mary Ann?
Hi. Oh, my God, you're giving me fit. Hi.
I saw you there,
but I lost
you
again.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened, and yeah, okay. Then I had trouble getting back on. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right.
Well, hey, so I don't know if you heard we were talking about Jack and Jen, but would you like to share any perspective on that while we're talking about them?
Okay, what were you talking about? Because I didn't hear what you were talking about.
We were just talking about, like, the scene that, where Jennifer's like, oh, I knew, you know, I don't know, SJ, you can say it better than I can. You tell her, basically.
Oh, Jennifer was, like, mad at Jack?
Yeah,
yeah.
Got mad
that
at
one?
Jack because he overheard her spilling her guts.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
She turned on
it made,
and threw it.
Yeah, it's like, what? Why are you mad at him? I mean, he should be mad at you for saying your true feelings when you thought he was asleep. When, you know, why didn't you tell me your true feelings when I'm awake? He's the one that should be mad.
Right.
I don't know.
That's a good perspective, too. Yeah,
we were kind of
saying that, it was. I mean, your gut reaction was like, wait a minute here, come on, you know.
It didn't make sense.
But, But at the same time, you know, it's like it was making, one way to look at it is it was making her really confront her feelings that she really does have for him. In a way, it was kind of calling her on it in a way she really wasn't ready to hear or think about.
Right,
and
right.
And so I think that was partly, it was like that old soap convention of, you know, protesting too much and, you know, and everything. And the other thing that we were talking about is that you know, it shows that they have a lot of history because he pushed her buttons, and it's like she immediately jumped to these conclusions based on some of maybe his past behavior instead of looking at him as, you know, where he is right now in his life. So I don't know. It's just, you know, yeah, I mean, I was watching it going, wait a minute here. But then I kind of saw, well, okay, they have to have some conflict, and they have to, you know, make it interesting and everything. But it was kind of like 180. I mean, it was definitely out of the blue like that. But I think it was partly because they have such a long history together that it's like, I don't know. I think it's partly her having to confront that she really does still have feelings for him, and the other part is just that, you know, that she's assuming he was back, quote unquote, back to some of his old behavior when he really wasn't, you know. So anyway, I don't know.
Yeah.
But so.
Well, she needs to feel like he's back to his old behavior so she can excuse what she's doing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, Madeline's here.
Exactly.
Oh, Madeline.
Hi. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I guess, and I was in the, and I was a little late too because I was in the middle of reading your story. It was very good.
Oh.
Yeah, Madeline's story. Yeah. So,
but you can tell me what you think about it later.
Oh yes, I will. Okay, on to Dave. Oh, can I have a comment about the show at the end of the show on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Little
begins.
This is just like driving me crazy. this is the Salem Police Department. Here's Johnny. Has everybody in a tizzy. Everybody's scared. Sammy's going through hell. EJ's going through hell. EJ and Sammy finally then have sex because of all this. And there's Johnny hiding under the table.
Thank you.
Why didn't you find him before? Are you kidding me? And guess who finds him? Rafe. Why didn't you find him before all this? I mean, come on. Johnny is that good that the police department, the FBI, everybody, nobody could find him.
He needs to get the hide and seek award because he's awesome at it. I tell you.
That has got to be the scene where
are about as inept as they could possibly be.
I saw the scene where Rafe was telling Rafe where his favorite hiding place was. Is that where? Because I didn't see the scene where he actually found him. Why does Rafe?
It was just under. It was under a table, right in the middle.
He's a bit
unless he was hiding somewhere else and then went there. But come on,
I don't think it. I didn't think it made Rafe look all that good anyway, because he had to.
Still wasn't even his idea to do this.
And
on that note, what parents find out that their child is dead on the TV? I mean, the news report breaks that before the parents are alerted.
Yeah, right. And it was wrong anyway. It was wrong anyway.
That was horrible.
Oh, how contrived.
I really hope EJ and Sammy to be together again.
Well, you don't think there are television stations out there who want ratings bad enough that they report.
Well, that does.
That can help, I guess.
Of a crime family knowing that it would get them, you know, ratings through the roof. I don't know. It is contrived, but I'm not sure it's that contrived.
But I did enjoy EJ and Sammy, though. I haven't seen Monday. You know, I guess people are watching ahead. I haven't watched. I don't watch ahead.
I haven't seen Mondays.
I've been hearing. Pretty wild.
Yeah. No.
The argument was wild.
The guy playing Will. Oh.
Yeah. Did he walk in on them? I remember
the episodes. You remember the episodes when Sammy saw John and Marlena?
Okay, yes.
This is on par, but she was a lot younger.
Than Will is now.
Now he just started college. She was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was a lot younger and much more impressionable.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's that difference. But he really nails it. And the look he gives her at the very end on Monday, oh, it's delicious.
Well, I tell you, I think he was doing a good job, too. Chandler Massey did a good job with it.
Oh, yeah.
With his pride and his grief. And he was very, very believable. And Alex Sweeney did that. She was really right on, you know.
Sadly,
for a mother that thought her son was dead, you know.
Yeah.
Sadly, everybody else made Jalen Gehring look awful.
Awful. I have to respectfully disagree with Mr. Bob Hapka out there saying
what did
that
you say?
James Scott overacts and was horrible.
Even though I love Bob Hapka, I still do not agree with that. Definitely.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I said and Rafe, come on. There was a little bit of an emotion. But the other two blew him out of the water. I mean, there's just so much of a difference in the acting.
Well, I've been reading all week long, and I was reading before before any of it aired, and I'm sure this will get me in trouble. There's a lot of jealousy there. I can see a lot of people just very upset that this is getting Day's buzz, that their characters is not getting Day's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's face it, for a month, a lot of characters came back and they did nothing for the ratings. I'm not sure this is going to do anything for the ratings. It chased people away. They made a concerted effort to chase us away. Dina Higley did absolutely, and Ken Corday did everything in their power to make me want to leave and never ever come back.
So how are the Yammies feeling? Getting the ratings back up is going to be hard.
But there's more people commenting and watching this week than I've seen in a long time, and a lot more excitement.
Don't you think Johnny should have really been kidnapped? Considering they hit their lowest ratings in the demos in the last 2 weeks or something like that. So they need people to come back to the show.
Wouldn't it have been better if Johnny was really kidnapped?
For that is there's been nothing going on. There's nothing interesting. And I'm not sure that's completely the writer's fault.
No.
I mean, some people were going on about how this would have been a lot more interesting if they'd had John in court and the whole thing with Sammy and John and Marlena that they did on, what was it, Thursday or Wednesday, where the whole confrontation would have been public. And they're right, it would have been. But the amount of money it would have taken to have extras to fill court,
the main thing, that whole public display, like they used to do, and I think they wrote
a lot of this to fix it so that they didn't have to spend money on extras. The whole thing with John, pleading guilty and going in front of the judge, you know, at night. So there's nobody, you know, they don't have to have a lot of people in court, you know, because, of course, if he'd gone in and pled guilty in front of a judge, there would have been a huge, gigantic mob out there wanting to see it. And,
yeah, I
agree. That would have been a lot more soapy. That would have been great. But I can see why, you know, they're not doing it because they don't have money.
Yeah, that's true. Well, speaking of John, I was kind of annoyed. I loved Sammy's comment at one point just to let everybody know, Sabina's going to come on for a minute. I'm going to bring her on in a minute to share her experience with Christian Alfonso today, and then we can go back to talking about the show some more because I think she's got to go here in a minute. But anyway, I did love how Sammy made that snide remark to Kate, and Kate rolled her eyes. I loved it. We'll have to talk more about that later, but... about John. Of course, Marlena's with John. Of course, you know, Mom's with John or whatever. So it's kind of like, you know, I thought it was kind of, I like that. You know, I like that, you know, it's like, Marlena.
Yeah, you're always
choice.
With John.
It's always John, yeah. So,
she is always with John. She doesn't think about anybody else.
I know. Well, I was just,
she
I guess the reason I brought that up is because I thought
else.
It was, as much as I like new John, I don't know if I like this John, but I liked new John, and I loved John with Kate, so there's my bias there. But anyway, I found him, did you find during the week, like when he was talking, everybody's like talking about Johnny, oh, everyone's almost shot, and Johnny, I'm just going to plead guilty. I'm just going to, you know, I was kind of like, Mr. Narcissism, go in the corner and be quiet, you know?
Exactly.
It was just so like he was trying to inject himself into it. Just
I think besides
me.
The fact that I got to watch him knock Marlena's head in a door, there's a reason that I really liked John as much as I did. And because I think it was because Drake's acting ability really fit that character. A lot better than this one.
I'm tired of seeing
John and Marlena treated as though their love is more important than anybody else ever in history of the universe.
I'm
sorry, that just makes me roll my eyes and go, whatever. Who cares?
All right, let me bring Sabina on so she can share a little bit about her day, because I think she's going to have to go here in a minute. So let me get her on real quick here. Hello? Sabina?
Oh, hi.
Hello? You there? Hi.
You want to tell us?
Yeah, you're on. You want to tell us about meeting Christian today?
Yes, it was the most amazing day. I went with Rags. Her name is Valerie, and her handle is B-Rags, V-R-A-G-G-S, and we just had a blast. We drove there together, and that's why I'm hoarse. I talked all day. We talked about everything on our way there and on our way home. Of course, on our way home, we were talking about how wonderful Christian is. She is amazing. She is very down to earth, very, very personable. She recognized, I think, me from my picture and from talking to her on Twitter. But she goes and sets her stuff down, and then she turns around and comes over to us because we were the only ones standing there. We were waiting for her because she hadn't gotten in there yet. And she totally put her stuff down, came over and said, "Okay, which one of you is Valerie?" And she's like, totally blew us away that she knew
that's awesome.
Because we both tweeted her last night and said, "We'll see you tomorrow." And she tweeted us both back, "We'll see you tomorrow," right? And with her signature winky face. And she just blew us away because she came over and talked to us. She's like, "Okay, you want to do pictures?" And we got pictures. And after the pictures, we talked for a little bit, but then she also had to go help her customers because she was also actually actively helping people buy their jewelry. And she was just amazing, though, because we stayed there almost the whole time she was there. She was only there going to be there till I think 12 or no, 1. Well, I think 1 or so. I think she had to leave for her flight. But she, it's funny, Valerie goes, "We're not stalking you or anything. We're just hanging out." And she's like, "Oh, don't worry about it." You know, she was totally cool with us, just hanging out and chatting with her. Your customers.
That's so nice.
And she signed our 45th anniversary books as well. She signed on 2 pages for both of us. It was amazing. She's just the sweetest. Anybody
I'm
who
so
meets
glad.
Her would just fall in love with her.
That's funny. You know, she turns and goes, "Which one of you is Val?" And you're like, "The one that's on the floor passed out."
Yes. She tweeted later this evening. She tweeted that she had to hold on to me because she was just blown away that she. And I was like, kind of jealous. I was like, "Wait, what about me? Hey, hello." I think we figured out that she probably just couldn't know how to say my name. She didn't want to screw it up. And I think she did know that I was who I was, you know, that I was the one from Twitter, mm-hmm. too, because she knew that we were both coming together, so she's a sweetheart.
Didn't you tweet some pictures of your jewelry?
Yeah, I tweeted a picture. We put our hands together. We both bought a ring. They're the stackable rings, so we have to add to them. But we only got one this time. But she told me that it looked beautiful on me. And later on, she was we were talking, and I was talking about Catherine Oxenberg and how she's a true princess. She heard that, and she's like, she comes over and she says, "Princess sounds mean." And she's like,
"What's that?"
Princess. She was talking about because I said princess, and she'd heard me talking about a princess, and she told me came over and said, "Princess just sounds so much better than queen. You know, like instead of the queen, it's a princess." And so I had told her I loved the necklace she was wearing. She was wearing her crown necklace, and she said, "Would you like to try it on?" Because she had one there that I could, you know, try on. She came over and put the necklace on me, and I tried it on. And I was not sure if I should ask if I could get a picture in it. I wasn't sure if she would be okay with that. She probably would have, but I didn't want to overstep. So she totally let me try it on, and it was gorgeous. I'm totally getting it whenever I can because it was just beautiful. So,
she's really happy to see you guys.
Yes,
she
said for driving that whole, you know, that distance to just to see her.
Yeah, because you drove from Atlanta, didn't you?
Yeah, we drove it took us two and a half hours, and she asked us how long, and it went by so fast because we were talking the whole way. We're here already, you know, and. And we also met up with Cheryl, that's also on Twitter, and she met us there. She drove from Virginia, So,
wow.
She drove further away. We forgot to mention that to Christian, but yeah.
Aww.
But
tweet her,
just,
let her know.
She was just flitting around, you know, and she looks absolutely gorgeous in person. She looks even better.
Oh.
I mean, just I.
That's what's so amazing is, like, that's the same, like, with Lauren Coughlin. I mean, you think they're so beautiful on screen, and you meet them in person. It's like, oh, my gosh, how do you look better than that? I mean, so, yeah, it's so cool to actually
true.
See them in person and meet them and talk to them in real life, you know. It's just cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that was such a positive experience. She sounds like she was genuinely excited to see that you guys were there and everything. And,
yeah. And it's funny, her birthday is actually the day after mine. And so we're both Virgos, and her birthday is literally the day right after mine. And then Valerie's birthday is the day before mine, and her birth year is the same as mine. So we really had a good connection, her and I, and we made a trip. And, you know, we're right around the corner, well, not around the corner from each other, but we're really close to each other here in Georgia. So it's
cool.
Amazing.
You've got a lot of people in your neighborhood that are friends with Diva of Julia.
Yes, Sabine, this is Mariana. I enjoyed your tweets today. I was reading all your tweets, Marianne. Yeah, it's Marianne. Okay.
Yeah. It was, I'm still on a bit of a high kick, but I am so exhausted. I've been up since 5:50 this morning. Out here. But
well, thanks for calling in
it.
And letting us know about it and everything.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm glad you did. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I hope you can interview her one day. You know, you or
we'd love to.
I think that would be awesome. I don't know how you work all that, but that would be just amazing.
Word for us, Sabine.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I totally would. Getting a lot more tweets from her just from today, you know.
Yeah.
But she totally tweeted us this afternoon after we had left. She was tweeting from port when she was waiting for her flight to take off. And I got on there right at the right time and tweeted her a couple of times, and she tweeted me back both times, and it was so
sweet. This makes me smile. Love hearing stories like that. Aww.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing, and we really appreciate
it.
Enjoyed your tweets, and I'm glad you and Valerie had such a great time together, and also neat meeting. Like, it's so nice, you know, when we get to make connections through the show, you know. I mean, who knew that days of our lives would bring us together, and that's happened for me, too, for several of us. So it's really neat that happens. So, thanks.
I don't know if you saw my Team Muldoon. I was really, really working it yesterday, trying to get Patrick up to more followers. He's now over 6,000. And by golly, I got him to 6,000, and I kept tweeting, you know, as often as I could, hey, get him to 6,000, because I was telling them the 6,000th follower will get a tweet, a really special tweet from him, and he totally did it, and, you know, tweeted the 6,000. I can't remember her handle, but he definitely tweeted her a really sweet, special message, and he tweeted me. He told me how awesome I am again. He is just amazing.
That's so sweet. It's so nice that the Dave actors are, you know, so many of them are appreciative of the fans and the efforts that people go to support them.
I can't forget to tell you this one thing about Teo, because he actually had tweeted me. He said, give Christian my love to tell
him.
And there was so much I wanted to talk to her about, and, you know, we didn't get to really just sit down and chat. But he told me, I told her, and, you know, she tells me, she goes, oh, I just love him. And she told me she has a cute nickname for him, or cute name that she calls him. She calls him Tay-Tay.
Oh, that's
Tay-Tay,
cute.
Yeah,
they are friends.
Tay-Tay,
cute.
I heard that before, yeah.
It was so cute. I just cracked up. She was
that's
so
cute.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Aww. Well, I will definitely get going so you can get on with the show, because I have to go to bed.
Go to bed. Well, good night. And thanks for sharing.
Thank
you. Thanks for staying up long enough to share with us. All right. Take care.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye-bye.
Good night, all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Night. Bye.
Aw.
I've never heard that before.
That's cute.
What?
Yeah.
That's cute. Well, I knew they were friends, but I didn't know.
I heard that.
That nickname. How cute.
Tay Tay.
That's cute. Just picture her saying that. She's so cute. Aw. Mm-hmm. Well, that was fun. That put a smile on my face. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, that's cool. Oh, well, that's a good segue for back to the show. I loved how Bo and Hope were with Sammy, you know, and like you could see them like their anguish and hugging each other and holding each other, knowing what it's
mm-hmm.
like to lose a child and everything, have another one missing, you know, like they did with Sierra for a while. And they had some scenes about you know, that earlier in the week. Did anybody see those scenes or anything or have any thoughts on that? Or
that was great. It was too bad the writers didn't seem to mention that Marlena's lost a child. You know.
Which one is that?
I don't remember. Marlena, BJ. The very first.
What's that?
That was probably long ago.
Back in the day? Oh, yeah.
I know, but if they're going to, you know, if they're going to have Sammy haranguing her about how she...
Also, I think the Marlena of the 80s did a lot better with crying and grief than this Marlena. Don't you think?
Yeah.
This was her grandson, Sammy's son, and she just did not deliver like I thought she would with being that upset.
Yeah, I was really surprised. It was almost like she was
not like Marlena
about
did
dogs.
Back in the 80s when like Roman was... No.
Right.
It's just two different characters to me anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's playing her totally different. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
and, you know, and a lot of that is...
A lot of it, for me, isn't just the way she's playing it. It's all the things they've had happen to Marlena. Should they have turned her into a character that I can hardly stand anymore?
Yeah.
I mean, she's just such a
hypocrite.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Sammy is a terrible person, let's be honest. She is just... If you were her mother... I was her mother, I wouldn't want to treat her any better than Marlena does. But that's not who Marlena was.
Right.
You know? And I just have such a problem with that. Because the Marlena I saw in the 80s that I liked would have been there for her daughter, no matter what. And
mm-hmm.
her kid lost, I mean, this is the second kid she would have lost. Which is a lot.
Sammy? Oh, yeah.
You're
talking about Sammy.
She's already
mm-hmm.
lost one, and Marlena wasn't anywhere
right.
to be seen.
Yeah.
Not that it was, you
right.
know.
Well, that's a good segue back to the Kate and Sammy scenes, because I thought that was really, I mean, that said it all, like in a 30-second exchange.
Oh, I loved that scene. I just,
you know.
And I love Sammy's
mm-hmm.
reaction to her. It was just perfect.
They played it so pitch perfect, I can't even tell you. I just,
right, yeah, the expression.
I mean, I just love those two on screen together, and I don't know, I didn't even watch, you know, I wasn't even watching Days during some of the history that they had, you know, in the early days and stuff, but you can tell they love working with each other, and their characters have such a rich history, both by themselves and then together, you know? And they
mm-hmm.
and it's like, that's the thing, it's like, you know, Kate came around for Sammy back, what was it, when they were doing the whole, when she shot, wasn't it when she shot, oh, we don't want to talk about that, but anyway, she'd been there for her before, you know, and so I love it when Kate's maternal instinct kicks in and, you know,
I kind of got the impression she called Sammy after the aborted wedding, and it didn't really have much to do with Sammy as it did with the fact that she was, you know, it was the kids she cared about. It wasn't Sammy.
Yeah. But I loved the whole sort of frenemy thing, but it's not superficial. They just have so much history
that I think it's fun to, like, I don't know, I just really enjoy seeing Kate and Sammy together on screen. I just love that. And I thought they both just played it, like I said, pitch perfect. I just thought it was just, and just even like the second that, you know, Sammy said something about, you know, where her mom was, she's with John, of course, you know, or something like that. It's just,
yeah,
like, even that one line, everybody else is rolling their eyes. And then, I mean, the irony was not lost that who's holding her hand and bringing her a muffin and tea or whatever is Kate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where's, I mean, again, I'm not trying to, like, bag on Marilena, but, I mean, it's like, that was just really, like, telling that here, you know, Sammy should be surrounded. Here her family's in town. I mean, her family's in town for a change. They're not in Switzerland. They're down the street. And, of course, yeah, there's a whole John thing. But think about this, too. Did John really have to pull that and do the plead out like that, like right when all this stuff was going down? I mean, it's just.
That one scene, though, made me think that maybe the writers do get that the way that Marlena's been written is makes her look to Sammy.
Right. Right.
You know, there's a reason there for Sammy to feel the way she does.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've never felt that way with the writers. I mean, it was always, the way it's always come out in the past, especially with Dina Higley, it's almost like it's, you know, we point it out because it's so hypocritical, but it doesn't ever seem like the writers get it. But that scene made me think, these writers kind of do get it, that she's got reasons to be ticked off and feel slighted. Because somebody mentioned this on a message board, and I have to agree. If it was Carrie's kid and Carrie's kid was missing, where do you think Marlena would be?
Yeah.
She'd be with Carrie.
Right with Carrie. Oh, yeah.
She would be. Or Belle.
Belle.
And Belle's child.
Well, Belle's the love
child.
Man. Yeah.
No. And where would John insist that she be? That's the other thing. You know,
mm-hmm.
John isn't exactly, you know, innocent in all this either. He's not pushing her to be going, you know, to be with Sammy.
I'm just trying to make sure if SJ's back. Are you back, SJ?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. Okay, there you are. Sorry.
Hello.
We're having operator error.
Oh, yeah. It's been happening tonight, huh?
Sorry about that.
Oh, back to Johnny DeMere. I just see he's on Twitter now. Somebody's
no.
on John. It's under the name Johnny hiding in the pub. And he tweeted today's talk. He said, "I was under the frickin' table for crying out loud."
We didn't get
and Johnny DeMere on Twitter.
Of course, Carolyn finds that she's missing food or something. You know, the whole thing. I'm sorry. You know, I give the writers credit for.
Now it's making it silly because it is. It's so silly.
They could have come up with a better scenario for Johnny being alive.
Don't you think he should have been kidnapped? I think he should have been really kidnapped and really missing.
Well,
not
I
just
think
hiding.
They're doing this because the whole point is to make Sammy look bad. And if he's really not kidnapped, I mean, if he was kidnapped or dead or anything else, you'd have sympathy for her.
Yeah.
But
she thinks that he's dead, though. That's, you know, but she still thinks
but here she goes
at that point.
Sex with a guy that she shot in the head and swears to,
you
know,
she
up and down that
she can't stand. Right.
You know,
right.
That she can't stand.
Oh, she doesn't really hate him.
You know,
we
and
know
the kid
that.
Isn't even dead. Or, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
How does that make her look? And not that I'm not going to enjoy thoroughly every single second of watching Rafe find out, but, you know.
Wait.
You know.
I love how Rafe finally saw the real Sammy come out. You know, Rafe finally got the wrath of Sammy. Finally.
Yeah, because
she's been all sweetie nice. No, he's never seen her like that. Nope.
No, I think when he finds out she had sex, that's when he's going to see the real Sammy. Anybody who's missing a child would behave the way she did, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people. I mean, it's a situation that nobody can say they wouldn't behave this way unless they've been in that situation.
Yeah, you don't
right.
know,
I thought,
right?
Well,
yeah.
Well,
I thought she was very believable.
I saw a lot of people going on about how she was over the top, and it was like,
no.
How can you be over the top with your child?
I want to know
how somebody can say somebody's acting over the top when they find out their child is dead and they're yelling.
You'd be screaming and
of course.
Yes.
And I've seen people lose their children, and I'm sorry that's
how they
behave.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ludicrous. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think those people are probably, and again, I was sort of
if
always like.
If you have
like,
never seen somebody lose a child,
Switzerland,
then you don't
when it was,
know.
I was always kind of Switzerland when it came to Sammy's parents because I liked certain aspects of the different ones, but now there's one I don't like, but I have to say it's clear that the Faith fans are pretty pissed off right now, and so you know
because
they're picking anything.
The Janet fans have been pissed off a lot longer.
I'm just saying that they're looking for any reason to, like, dog the whole thing, you know, whether it's her overacting, him overacting, whatever, you know.
But you're right.
Who can say how you react, you know?
There's two things that say.
Oh, I thought Ellie Sweeney was right on.
One
is the best of all of them.
One is that Sammy is just as screwed up as any Damira. For whatever reason, she is every bit
Marlena,
as screwed up as every Damira they've had on the show.
See previous discussion about her mother. I'll give you an explanation.
Yeah. Number two, I'm sick to death of all the conversation I've seen about how Dave's doing this is going to kill the show. Because
I don't
this
think
is
so.
Not what you do.
Two rapes wasn't killing the show. two weeks ago, Sammy and EJ weren't having sex. 2 weeks ago, when they hit their lowest in the demographics ever, you know. So come on.
Actually, 2 weeks ago, when they were having their lowest demographic ever.
Yeah.
Donna
no,
Moore,
I don't
were
think
having
so.
Sex, but we won't go there.
Yeah.
This is. I'm sorry. This is it's ridiculous to say that this is going to kill the show. This is Tony, Anna, and Renee all over again, and the show gains. And it wasn't. And I'm not saying this is because of Tony, Anna, and Renee, but in 1983, the show gained 2 million viewers during the Slasher storyline. So you know, to sit there and go, you know, this is going to kill the show. This is a show killer because somebody's having sex over a dead boy. That's stupid.
The Janet's fan base is huge.
So
I mean,
reset. It happens.
Shaking it up. And making
people
behave
don't think that
in
happens?
Ways that are dramatic. It's not dramatic if you're sitting around, you know, having tea with some guy you actually get along with. That's not a soap opera. Brady Bunch. That's not a soap opera. And that's been a big complaint of mine for quite a while is what we were seeing wasn't the kind of soap opera I started watching and why I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well,
you know, the
idea the other thing is they brought in like Madison and stuff, and I mean they have the material there. They could have made, there are so many ways that the characters they already had, they could make the Countess Wilhelmina and rivalry and everything. They didn't need to bring in a character that nobody cared about, that nobody, from what I can tell, not very many people care about now. And I just hate it, like, just like when they brought Daniel in and they pimped him nonstop. He's the miracle-working doctor. He saved every single person in town at least 3 times, plus touched their boobies during surgery. And, you know, I mean, it's like he was the best thing since sliced wheat bread, you know. And it's just like they're doing the same thing now with Madison. I didn't watch a lot of the scenes, but I did watch some of them because I was trying to watch online. And, you know, you could tell that they're trying to pimp her, that she does have a heart and everything, like being so upset about Sammy's child and everything. It's clearly trying to make the audience feel bad for her, to make her feel like, you know,
well,
make them feel
some
empathy.
This week they're trying to do a little bit of foreshadowing that things are going to be happening with her that are going to you know, we're going to find things out about her that give us the reason to understand why she was upset.
Maybe so.
My biggest problem with Madison is that, you know, it's they're obviously taking Nicole and sticking her only in EJ's story.
Yes.
And
right.
The thing is that I don't know how they're going to play this. I'm not sure. I don't have a problem with EJ and Nicole. I kind of like it. But on the other hand, if this is the way, if this is what they're going to do with EJ and Sammy, I don't know. I mean, the thing is that they are their worst enemies, but there's a reason, you know, you don't hate each other that much unless there's something else there as well.
Right.
And,
there's a reason they keep coming back for more.
And I think that minimizes Nicole in EJ's life, and they've taken her out of Brady's, so that's all there is.
Well, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, and again,
who's always, you know, hanging around and trying to make him feel better while he's, you know, in this destructive mode with Sammy, that's not going to go away because that's who he is.
Right.
I don't like what they're doing with Nicole.
Well, the spoilers.
See, that me neither. And you know, I think the thing of it is, I think Ari, well, I guess we should talk mostly about the characters, but I will say, I think Ari, in a way, has been sacrificed for the sake of this new character coming in. And, I mean, it's one thing, you know, I'm all for creating angst with pairings and stuff in order for the real people that should be together to finally get back together. I'm all for that because that's part of the whole soap thing. But, I mean, maybe there are some scenes I haven't seen lately, but Brady and Nicole are practically non-existent. I mean, it's like they don't even act like they know each other. Mm-hmm. And it's
well, the other
like,
thing is I wonder is if because they brought back John and Malena, they didn't want Brady being as dark anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they
That's
took him away. You
know,
they wanted somebody new for him, and Nicole makes him dark. There's no way for them to be together unless they make her better or make him worse.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and
so,
I liked Gray Brady. I really liked Gray Brady.
Well,
I did too, but I
can see why, you know, you bring John back.
Yeah, sure.
Personally, I would have rather they left him dark because I like, you know, to have John Black have a son that is Victor's
and I would
grandson
have rather,
and is taking after Victor even better than Victor ever did, which is wonderful, but they're not going to do that.
And quite honestly, and I know that I'm in the minority as far as John and Marlena fans are concerned, because I don't consider myself a John and Marlena fan, but I loved New John. When he came back and he was so sarcastic and edgy and didn't really give a crap about what other people thought. Now, they could have softened him up this time around and everything, but I was really hoping that we would see more new John and less old John in the writing or in the acting or whatever it is,
sadly,
the combination. I was really hoping.
New John is all gone, I'm afraid.
What's strange is I feel like some of his mannerisms are there, but it's the old John in terms of, you know, old John. And
sort of
I don't know,
himself,
honestly,
yeah.
I kind of feel like he's kind of dull. Maybe it's because I really love the spiced up new John. And, I mean, because I did love him with John and Kate, I will say that. I've
well, he
that
is
before.
Dull because the other
but,
part of hypocritical John is gone. There's no, he doesn't, you know, they've got him in this stranglehold, so he really can't, he's not over at the Mirror Mansion spouting off all of this BS about, you know,
I really hope if they're going to stay around, I really hope they allow for the whole, you know, for him to really be thrown in the middle of all of his Demira, Brady, Kiriakis, you know, melting pot DNA. You know, I would love for him to be able to explore that. And I don't know, I mean, What are you guys getting in terms of the whole John and Marlena return? I mean I kind of like seeing them in terms of, okay, you know, they were a big part of Duel for a long time and everything, but they're just for me their scenes really aren't doing it for me. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I want them gone.
There's a difference.
The more I see them, the creepier it gets. for me.
Well, yeah, don't you guys sense, who said that there's a difference?
There's a difference. I mean, I love, you know me. I've been a John and Marlena fan.
Oh,
I always loved them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between them when they first came on in the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there was, you know, maybe they've just been gone too long. I don't know. There's, you know, I don't know.
I think part of
the chemistry a little different. I don't know. I could say when Tony and Anna came back, it was like they didn't miss a beat with each other.
It was there. That's exactly what I was thinking. They didn't even have to be in the same room, and that chemistry was there.
I think a part of it is, and this was the thing that I enjoyed about Tony and Anna, they didn't pretend to be 20 again.
Right.
You know, they were adults. They were middle-aged adults, and they didn't try and be something else. They're not. They haven't had plastic surgery to the extent that they're pretending to be, you know, something they're not. When I see Doug and Julie, it's the same thing, and even Maggie and Victor, it's they're who they are, and they don't try and be.
Right.
They're not trying to be EJ and Sammy, and I don't mean that in the character, you know. I mean that in the age bracket. They're not trying to be the super couple on the show, which is not going to be somebody in their 60s.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. And
that, and they continue. Well, that, and they continue to pretend. Well. They continue to write them as though, you know, nobody else's love is ever going to compare to theirs.
Right.
No end.
Yeah, that's always been, though.
No, it's
all
Roman and Isabella.
that was a bit
of difference.
Well, and I mean, I just found the whole thing annoying with, I mean, okay, so John, it was almost kind of like in those scenes where, John and, you know, they're all upset about Johnny, and then John was over in the corner pouting and being like, okay, I know what I need to do. I just need to plead guilty and be done with it. No, John, no. And then it all becomes about John. I'm like, oh, please, put a lid on it, you know. I just was so annoyed by that. I guess I shouldn't dwell on it, but it just annoyed me beyond belief. I just
who cares
right now?
Fine.
It's like your grandson could be dead, and who cares whether you're going to jail, you know.
Well, the other thing is, just because he pleads guilty doesn't mean they can't, you know, prove he's innocent. It's not going to stop them from, you know, continuing to look for answers. They're behaving as though it's the end of the world, and he's going to, you know, that's going to be it. And that's stupid.
Yeah.
My other dish for the week is that as much as I liked, what was it, Thursday's episode with EJ, I was very disappointed with EJ and Stefano's conversation.
I enjoyed it, but I'm biased, I guess. But
I don't know. Stefano just came off as pathetic and to me.
I must admit,
first of all, he cannot remember that he's lost 4 children, not just one.
Hey, I'm just glad he remembers
the
most important one.
We're so powerful, it's going to affect us. And then turn around and go, but no, I don't really want you to lose your son. I mean, the man is the most selfish asshole when it comes to his family. He sits there and spouts off about how it's everybody else's fault, and you know how he really loves his family,
and then turns around and does
everything in his power to screw them over.
He played that like incredulous, like how could you say that? Yeah,
it was. I was so glad to see the way they had to play that. I was afraid, they were going to do that part.
I thought James Scott did a good job.
I love James, especially when he said, you know, yells at him that, you know, it's his son. He's not collateral damage. He's his son.
It's DJ's fault. If he wouldn't have masterminded that whole thing.
There have been times in the past where John has done things that, yeah, I'd say that he's a jerk and he had it coming to some extent, mm-hmm. but this is not one of
yeah.
them. And it was nice to see that, you know, EJ is not so far gone. I love
that. Stefano, right.
He
still has a car.
Of our own home, be honest about it. And I think it,
yes,
it shows
I like that line.
Stefano has
yes.
really, Stefano's
yeah.
just really completely lost it. He is just so.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has lost all sense of reality to the point that he can't even discuss this with, you know, his family
mm-hmm.
anymore. And he came off as an old pathetic man to me. He didn't
well,
even
what
come
I
off
hate is the way they're I hate right now what they've done to Stefano and
yeah.
Kate. You know, it's like
yeah.
they only seem to talk when they're on the phone with each other nowadays, you
yeah.
know. And I mean, I know, you know, the writers don't have control over everything, and I'm not trying to dog on them for it, but I just it's just frustrating because one of my favorite things about the show was, of course, Kate and the Demiras and their Demira interaction, and you know, and I love Stefano and Kate's relationship and everything, but I mean, it's like the last 2 or 3 months they've had, what, 5 scenes together maybe? I mean, like at the big opening of the Horton Town set square was, you know, they had those scenes, but it's like they've hardly had any scenes together.
I don't know that Kate's going to have anything to do with what's coming up, but there's the promo for this week is, you know, Hope goes over to Stefano's and confronts him with that paperweight they found, the one that
oh,
came
yeah.
from him that was
oh,
given
yeah,
to
the
Alice.
Yeah.
Okay, have you heard about a Susan
thing.
Banks recap?
Yes.
Yes.
No, we haven't
oh,
heard
really?
About that yet.
Here's what I was thinking. Like, Susan Banks is supposed to be EJ's mother. Okay, so she's coming back,
uh-huh.
and we think, well, maybe EJ
well,
is
only
like,
for, what, a day or something.
Is maybe a different mother. But what if they're trying to, it's, Susan Banks is his mother, but it's really not Stefano is his father. It's somebody else,
oh.
which I would hate that. I don't want them to go there at all because he should be a Demira, really.
Well, but he'll be.
But and Alice knows this. That Alice knows that he's not a Demira.
He was always.
And she's getting blackmailed.
He was always a Demira in every way that mattered. He was raised as one. So.
Right. Exactly. But I mean, are they going to try to make him biologically not a Demira? And Alice knew this all, and that's why Stefano was blackmailing him.
I don't see the reason.
I don't know.
To make him not a Demira anymore.
I don't.
I, you know, if they're trying
either.
To make him.
But this is Day's writers.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
oh, please,
thing.
And I'm thinking to myself, please don't make him. You know how who Susan Banks was obsessed with, John Black.
Elvis.
Yeah,
they
please don't
make
him John Black. I said please.
Sammy, he has
oh, gosh.
A kiss with her. They wouldn't
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
yeah.
Somebody mentioned that they thought it would be cool if he ended up being. Stefano and Kate's kid, but we can't. They won't do that either because
yeah. they never do what we want them to do. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. When it comes
yeah.
to the Tamara, you know.
Considering Kate's and EJ's
yeah.
history, that would be a little over the top for me.
That would be way over the top.
That'd be way
Whoa.
Over the top.
yeah.
And I don't
Ooh.
Know. If Stefano had wanted to have a kid with Kate, he wouldn't have need to steal her eggs to do it. He would have, you know, a kid with her.
Please don't make EJ a Horton, please, or a Brady.
I know. Well,
we can't make him a Brady.
Horton, he'll be a Simmons. Maggie,
yeah.
isn't that her name? Simmons?
Simmons.
Can he be Maggie?
Yeah,
he
or is he Maggie's?
He
could be Maggie's.
Oh, gosh. I hope he's not Maggie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Another one of
so
Maggie. So Daniel and EJ are brothers? Wait a minute.
Well,
I don't know.
I saw somebody point this out, and so this
Come
is kind
on.
Of the one, why I'm wondering if they're going
to
go there.
Is
because during the first
yeah.
week of the reset, when they did the party and they had Kate and EJ discussing what it would be like to be a Horton, to be part of the Horton family.
Oh. That's
oh. That just, it is kind of an anvil dropping there, wouldn't you say?
And suddenly
EJ is not just a Demira anymore. Now he's part of another family with a lot of different expectations that he's not going to want to deal with.
Because
I don't think, and I don't think they're going to change that he's Stefano. And even if they did,
that's good. Why I don't? Yeah.
Still. he was still brought up in the mirror, so he's gonna
kind of just like
still,
Tony, right?
And
yeah,
he's
even
still
though
as screwed up as Sammy, so it's not gonna change who he is.
Right. Right.
And I wouldn't want them to. I mean, that's what makes them entertaining.
Oh yeah.
They've whitewashed everybody else on Canvas already. It's bad enough, and there's nobody else that's all that entertaining. Don't take away EJ.
I just thought him and he did a great job with his emotions.
What do you guys think about?
I don't think he was over the top at all.
And they're replacing. It's not going to be Eileen Davidson.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, I prefer her.
Does anybody care?
Well, I prefer
she
come back.
I don't care. I know she has fans and they're upset, and for them I feel bad. But otherwise, I don't care. I never watched Susan. That was part of the years I just couldn't handle the show. So.
I remember isolated scenes. I must have been home on vacation or something that week, because I wasn't watching Days for a long time. And I remember scenes and scenes with her and thinking, what in the heck is this about?
Bad comedy is what it was about, if you ask me. But,
yeah.
It was just
silly. I
don't know.
Yeah.
So. Trying to think, is there anything else? I'm trying to think if there's anything else, anything burning on anyone's mind about the show this week, other than the show burning our minds.
Well, the only thing that stands out is the whole Johnny DeMiro thing.
What left of the synapses that we had? What's that?
The only thing that stands out is the whole Johnny DeMiro thing and Sammy and EJ and their performance.
Okay, but.
Rafe?
Like, so is like, why does Rafe always have, you know, it makes you wonder if he's like a perv or something, because he's the one that always finds the kids.
No, that was Rafe, too. That was Rafe, too.
Oh, well, hey, you know, he was, speaking of that, Allie's all buddy-buddy with the real Rafe and everything, and when he was interviewing her at the, I guess they were at the police station, I just saw a quick clip of it, but, and he's asking her, you know, I don't think it's really that realistic that she's just totally normal with him. I really think that she should have had, of course, they invest way more into Johnny than they do her. I mean, she's a ugly stepchild as far as the show's concerned. I'm not, she's a darling kid. But, I mean, she gets treated like chopped liver compared to Johnny. But I still think it's kind of weird that they don't have her acting a little weird sometimes. I mean, I guess that's supposed to show what a great guy Rafe is, but for a little kid, that was somebody who traumatized her, you know?
See, that's something that I've been saying about John and Sammy for years is because, you know, the minute they found out John wasn't Roman, the whole family just embraced him. It was just ridiculous.
That's so stupid, yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. Stefano sends somebody to replace your child, and you automatically think he gets used instead of maybe he was sent there on purpose to do something. It's like, what family would just assume John is innocent in that situation? Not to mention after he has an affair with your daughter-in-law and screws over your son, and then, you know, yeah, you're mad at him for a whole, month or two. It didn't last very long, I know. And then every time Stefano would do something and use John, it was always assumed that he's innocent. So, you know, Sammy thinks that, you know, Stefano, that he's not guilty, but that Stefano is, you know, messing with his head, and that he, you know, he might have done this stuff not because he wanted to, but because Stefano fixed it, makes sense to me. And it's the same, but because John is the hero of the show, it's always been, you know, he's always been written, they just ignore that stuff. And they're doing the same thing with Rafe. And it annoys me. It's bad writing.
Well, there again, he's supposed to be this hero, I guess, so.
Well, but he doesn't come off as a hero because they refuse to ignore the things that they want to ignore, because then they think that makes him a hero instead of acknowledging and dealing with them. So that he's
there.
My thing too is that I know, you know, some the people who are Rafe fans will say, well, Rafe was trying to be strong for Sammy and all this stuff. But honestly, I didn't really see him emote too much this week as far as, I mean, I don't know, there just wasn't a lot of, like, I'd like to at least see, like, some gleam in his eye of sadness or tears or something, you know.
Did you see him
but
break down at all and cry, like,
I don't think,
really break
I don't
down
think I
like
did.
Like EJ
I don't think
did?
I did?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
See, maybe that's the problem with the Rafe fans is they think any kind of acting is overacting because they don't see any with Rafe. I don't
that's
know.
True.
Well,
I don't know.
You know,
I mean, like, seriously, I'm not trying to be ugly, but
I never know whether he's happy or
write,
sad or mad because he's the same all the time.
I'm not going to say because I didn't watch Passions, thank goodness, so I don't know how. He played a more interesting character on that show than he does on the. Anyway, I don't want to get into that whole discussion.
I watched enough
but,
of Passions
but my thing is, you know, I'm not trying to be ugly about the actor because, you know, maybe he does have a range, but as far as the way his character is written, they definitely
not really.
He definitely is not showing it. So my thinking is, if somebody is criticizing James for overacting, maybe it's just because they don't recognize actual acting because. The people
they don't know
they,
what acting
the person
is.
They
think,
like doesn't
mm-hmm.
really have the either opportunity or whatever range or whatever. I don't know.
I've seen comments on this subject a lot, and I've seen comments where you know people were when Teo was on last, you know that he was overacting and
yeah,
other
I've
people
heard that
were
too.
You know mm-hmm. you know because he shows emotions and he actually you know.
Yeah.
He comes across as a real person, and
it's the
some
better
of the people
actors
these,
that they. Yeah, like, there's not a whole lot of good
understand.
Soap actors, outstanding
well,
soap actors. Yeah,
I think
people are just used to the, you know, milk.
I mean, like
the regular.
And, you know, if it, and we can't just blame the passion stuff because, like,
no, because I mean,
because I'm not Brady, but
how about Joe when he
Lane.
Yelled, you know, Stefano? Is
no,
that
well,
overacting?
Yeah.
No. That's how Stefano would be.
Well, I'm trying to think of who's
yeah.
Eric Marsoff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he was able to show. Yeah, at first I didn't really like his character because his version of Brady because I really didn't think I felt like he was just Nicole's lapdog and that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he really
mm-hmm.
didn't have the cojones or anything. Didn't show that he had them. And now they let him show them all the time. No, I'm kidding. No, you know, it's like maybe after he went shirtless, maybe that's where I turned around. But anyway, no, I just, I don't think that they, I mean, at least they gave him material and he had the ability to run with it and go gray and be believable as gray. You know, go from being
mm-hmm.
this really good guy to, we could understand, we could see this regression or this, you know, downhill slide or whatever he was going through, and then for him to be that gray character with the scruffy look and everything, I thought he did a really good job with that. He walked a good fine line with that, and so I don't know. I mean, I don't know if maybe it's just the nature of the character that Rafe is written as or what. But I mean, I'm trying to be as gracious
nice.
As I can when
well,
I say that. I'm trying
they're
to
being
be
too
I'm
nice.
Trying to be gracious here. But I guess
I'm
my
sorry.
Point
there's,
is, it's just like
there's
a
reason. It's the acting ability.
There's a large,
I'm sorry.
Large extent to the point
there.
That, you know, somebody is somebody's favorite, and they want reasons.
Yeah.
You know, they're coming up with reasons why they don't like the, you know, and their way of saying it is that, you know, they're overacting. You know, I've seen it. I've just seen it used so out of. It's
no,
it been so
well,
overused that it's.
It
they're
only
saying
comes out.
James is overacting. Are they saying Allie's overacting? No.
Oh, you kidding?
No.
Oh yes. There's
well, okay. There's
going
then
on
you should say this. Then it's
scenery.
The same range of emotions. So then
no,
Allie, you
anytime,
can say Allie's overacting.
Anytime he jammy gets close to being together again, these same criticisms come out, and it's funny
yeah.
how those don't exist in the world when race is. With Sammy, you know, I don't know. I just think that's
well, out of some people,
how about underacting?
Other people, there are the people who think that, you know, Allison is just the worst actress on the show and that
no,
she's just
I
not capable
no.
of being,
mm-hmm.
well, I, you're not capable of pulling off changing her character into something it wasn't before, which is a heroine, you know. And but I, you know, the problem, I think a large part of the problem is it's, yeah, maybe it's to some degree Allison isn't that kind of an actress, number one. But number two, it's just unbelievable to any of us who have watched the show for very long to believe that Sammy has changed. We've just seen too much stuff. And it's just not believable for her to not be
there. And we don't like her as good Sam. We like her as nasty and scheming. And,
I prefer scheming.
It's not any fun. It's not any fun watching this. I mean, this is dreadfully boring the way it was before. So,
I mean, I really don't, I haven't watched a lot of Sammy and Race because I'm not interested in them. So that's the fast forward part.
Okay, they're safe tech. Yeah.
That says it all.
I'm just not into them. But I tell you what, Sammy and EJ yesterday, I watched it. They had me. I was hooked. Had me emotionally, you know, in the scene, you know, watching. That was good. But the part... When I was watching yesterday's episode, the part with John and Marlena, I was watching it live. I wish I had watched it on my DVR. I would have loved to fast-forward it through that, but I couldn't. I watched it on SoapNet instead of my DVR. That was a mistake.
You have to always be able to fast-forward.
I kept hitting the fast-forward button, but nothing happened. You know, like, dang it. You know?
That's
so.
When you have to put pause and go do the dishes, then come back, and then you can fast-forward.
I had it on DVD. Yeah.
I had it on DVD, and I had to make myself watch the John Merlin because I kept hearing how amazing it was, and I thought, okay, if you fast-forward it, you won't really know one way or the other.
Yeah.
So I made myself watch most of it, and it was every bit as awful as I.
But that's a good point, SJ. I mean, that you're not normally that into, you know, you don't normally watch Sammy and Rafe, and you're not drawn to watch them.
Right.
And then you weren't necessarily intending to watch.
Did you see
the
difference between, safe sex and
jammy sex? I've made this comment before. But a couple Christmases ago when I was at my mom, at my mom's house every Christmas, but when I was at my mom's house a couple of years ago when I had Days on, and she does not watch the show. She knows about it, and she knows, you know, a little bit, but she doesn't know the characters. She doesn't know anything about the stories. And I had it on, you know, I had it on in the living room. And she came in, and it was a scene where Sammy and they weren't together, I don't think, at that point, but they were at the mansion, I think, and they were talking to each other. And my mom came in, and she sat down, and she's like, she watched it for a few minutes, and she says, oh, I could see how one could get sucked into this. You know? And, I mean, she had no frame of reference, and I'm not coming from the standpoint of always being in a jammy. I love Lumi. Originally, I did like some aspects of Safe, but I don't like them now at all. But I could see the benefits of each relationship at one point in time. Now I'm not seeing that so much. But so I'm not trying to say I'm like not a purist when it comes to Sammy's relationships, I guess I could say. But I thought that was an interesting observation, a reaction coming from someone who really doesn't have a dog in the fight and isn't really interested, doesn't really care, and sat down, and she got drawn in the few minutes that she didn't start watching the show after that, but she got drawn in there in a matter of 2 or 3 minutes.
I've never been a Sammy lover. I didn't really care about any of her. I liked her and Allison and Brian together because when they were fighting, they were fun.
Yeah.
But
until
EJ showed up, I didn't think there was anybody really screwed up enough for Sammy. Because,
ding, 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 we have a winner.
You know, not to mention what better karma for Sammy, not to mention John or Marlena, than Sammy ending up with a Demira. You know, it was just perfect. And then they have mad chemistry, I think. And I'm not a big fan of Allison, really, or Sammy. She used to just irritate the heck out of me when anybody would even suggest she'd be Demira.
And I really enjoy the Sammy and Kate stuff. I really like those.
Well, yeah, that was fun.
I usually would root for Kate, however.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I just cannot believe I'm actually, you know, shipping a couple and half of it's Tammy. I just never thought that would happen.
SJ, I wanted to ask you something on the guy, I think he was dressed as a wolf or whatever, that Jen thought was Jack at the Halloween party.
Yeah.
So any more theories on that? Anything out there?
I haven't seen anything on it. I know that she brought it up to Jack, you know, throwing that in his face.
Yeah.
I know that was you. But, I mean, that's easy for them to find out. All she's got to do is pick up her phone and call her son.
I know.
If she still remembers he exists. And say, hey.
Which makes me think we're never going to find out who it was, which really is lame.
Yeah.
Well,
unless
see, and I thought for a minute that Johnny was actually kidnapped. I thought, well, maybe it was the perv in the wolf outfit or whatever. You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking all kinds of things. Now, I will say this, totally, totally bad segue here, but I have to say I am in love with the Horton Town Square. I just love it. I just love everything about it. I love that it actually makes the town feel like alive and like there's stuff going on. And I was cracking up because I guess I don't watch that closely when I watch on my TV, but I was watching online today and I saw the hourglass, hourglass fine home decor shop. And so I thought, that's funny. I love that. You know, I mean, that cracked me up. And so I love that they've done that. I think that was a great way to update the sets, and yet it's not like, it doesn't have to be multiple sets. And I'd read early on that they can turn some things around or do some things in a way that manipulates things
wheels.
In such a way that it's not so difficult to change the sets around now and stuff. So I just had to say that. I had to give a shout out for the HTS because I am like team HTS right now. So I think that was one of the good things that they have done. And I love the camera work and the way, I don't know who's necessarily, you know, in charge of those changes. I guess it would be the directors. But I love the way things move and the way that you know, but I don't know. I just love that whole aspect of things.
I love the way they shot Friday's show with EJ.
Yes.
Hearing that his son was dead. And you saw it through the window, and instead of hearing him yelling and crying, you hear music and all of it happened.
Him yelling because it was probably supposed to be so loud. Yeah,
and then
that was.
And
good.
Then the next scene where
he fell to the floor,
and you see her silhouetted in the doorway. That was really cool too.
That was good. Yeah, like when he fell to the floor and was like screaming, but you couldn't hear him.
Yeah.
You could just hear. Yeah.
I really think the production values and everything have improved. If they could just make the story improve.
Well, but see, that's what I'm
worried
about because I think that's all Noel Maxman because it shot. Didn't that scene where EJ and Sammy, the beginning of it at least, feel a lot like the scenes where Marlene came to see Stefano at the end of 2007? It just reminded me of that. Where she comes in and he's got the opera going and he's got Johnny in the perambulator there by the fire and she comes in and they have it out about, you know, John being dead. It was the same kind of atmospheric.
I really think it was a shame that Noel's gone, and I sure hope that they're able to. Of course, you know, the new co-producer will see, you know, how that goes, and hopefully it'll be a good thing. But I think it is a great loss that Noel's not there anymore, at least from what I've seen. But you know, what I've heard just from the quality of production that he does and stuff. So we'll see about that. But we've just got a few minutes left here. Anything we haven't covered that anyone wants to bring up or any observations or anything? Because I'm trying to think. I can't think of anything else myself.
Me either.
No?
No.
We
covered everything.
It can't be possible that our show has more content in an hour and a half than that show had all week long. Maybe I could be wrong. I don't know.
No. But yeah. So I guess Madeline, you did watch Mondays, right? So
yeah, I'm looking forward to Mondays.
Well, no, I just saw the EJ and Jammy scenes on Monday.
Okay.
Are you Jammy
fans happy?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I saw where Carrie posted the clips and said that she could hear. You can hear the
because
the
I've
button.
Seen other people say that the scenes are not romantic in the least, and they're not, and therefore Jammy fans won't like it. It makes me laugh because it's typical. Because I don't think I think a lot of people who don't understand why we want to see Jammy together understand why we do. Because they're twisted and sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And the hot sex.
You know
okay.
And
we want romance,
thing,
but we also
why
want
you
the hot
ever,
sex.
When you, why
all
would
I
you
can
have
say is, down with buttons. No.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, I keep seeing people going on about how if your child is dead, the last thing you'd ever want to do is have sex. And I'm thinking, well, okay, most normal people, yeah.
Hey, well, think about it. When Donna Marlena were doing it in the car when, say, their pregnant daughter was flying around with Stefano DeMiro trying
to
steal her egg.
That was,
they were like hitting each other
on
the
about
butt.
That.
You know, they were hitting each other on the butt and running out to the car so they could make out and stuff.
No.
And I'm thinking, you know, this really isn't a good time for this, folks. You know,
but that's not sick.
But I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter.
But that was not considered sick, and this is. See, that's my problem, you know. That and
see, that's your answer, though. When somebody does criticize, they just say, okay, they're sick and twisted. That's what I love about them. So, I mean, it's kind of like the same thing with I love the DeMiros because of that. Because
yeah.
they're not
they
right.
know they're,
you know, they're
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of
so,
course,
they don't pretend to be who they're not.
Go on. Well, but that's why
but the Brady's and the,
love,
I mean,
because
Horton's
nobody
Brady
wants
too.
To be sick and twisted. And I'm just going, that's not so
we
not
do.
True. People didn't want to see Sick and Twisted. Why did Possession have such great ratings?
There you go.
Not that it was partly me, because I thought it was kind of silly. But if it's not sick for John and Marlena to have a love story because Marlena is possessed by the devil, but it is sick for EJ and Sammy to have sex because they think their kid is dead. Well, tell me what's wrong with that scenario, because that just doesn't make any sense to me.
It's only wrong if you like Rafe.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anything else, guys?
I'm good.
Uh-oh, nope. The yawning started, I guess.
Oh.
When Mom yawns, it's over.
She was just thinking of Rafe and yawned.
Yeah, you did say Rafe, yeah.
Let me get the brain bleach out for you. Let me get the brain bleach out for you, Em, and we'll make that go away. All right, guys. Well, thanks, SJ, Marianne, Madeline.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And thanks to Sabina for calling in. Thanks to our lively chat room, as always. Love having you guys there. You always make it fun for us. And I just appreciate all of you guys being here. And till next time, I guess we'll talk about the buttons flying, huh?
Ooh.
All right. Take care. Okay, I'm going to push the button now. We'll see if the music comes on now. It was coming on by itself before. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.